Blog Talk Radio.
Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding 241 parking circuit, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911, unattended 400 lower level near carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and around.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age, blue jeans, no further.
Control 5 Frank, 401 is a route.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat. On this very chilly, cold January the 8th, 2018 morning. I'm your host, Rick McCann. We're broadcasting live this morning here at the top of the hour from our studios in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is also, incidentally, the corporate offices for Private Officer International, a private security and law enforcement association with members in around 35 countries, and we're growing. In fact, we're looking at establishing some offices and chapters in several countries, and we'll be telling you more about that coming up in this broadcast. Again, top of the hour here, 7:01 a.m., broadcasting live, and today we've got a lot of information to share with you, a lot of news breaking as well, and we're going to be releasing some general statistics about the 2017 year in private security and the number of deaths and injuries and other things that occurred in our industry, and we'll also be talking about some of the upcoming things happening here at POI and sharing our thoughts on a topic at the bottom of the hour in our training segment. We're glad that you are listening wherever you might be, whether you're on the West Coast, which I doubt unless you work that overnight shift. Most of you on the West Coast, you're still probably sawing some logs and Z's and still asleep. We, on the East Coast, however, ahead of you by 3 hours, we're up already, got our third cup of coffee halfway down us, and we're kicking and running and off to a great start on this Monday morning. A lot of you are working in the so-called cyclone area, cyclone blast or cyclone bomb, I guess they're calling it. You probably have heard, if you're on the East Coast especially, a lot of bizarre weather in the last 4 to 5 days. And weather forecasters and meteorologists have been calling this the cyclone bomb because it really has exploded in so many parts of the East Coast. Parts of Florida, South Carolina coast, in fact, areas in Charleston, Columbia, down along the coast of South Carolina and Georgia got snow. And we're not talking a flurry or two. Some of those areas experienced 4 to 6 inches, things that they've never seen. Savannah, Georgia, along the coast, not too far from Hilton Head, they received inches of snow. Very, very unusual for them. And then it made its way up the north coast a little further along the North Carolina Outer Banks into Virginia Beach. And Virginia Beach, parts of that area saw 6 inches of snow. Now, they do occasionally get a coastal storm, And when that happens, they do see snow. But other than that, it's not that common for the Outer Banks or the Virginia Beach area to really see much snow at all. They may get cold temperatures, but they don't get the moisture that mixes in to present that snow condition. We saw all the way up into the Boston region. For those of you New Englanders who are listening, you are probably aware that places like Boston had ridiculous hurricane strength weather, and that's where the word cyclone comes in for the cyclone bomb, because it is, cyclones is a hurricane of sorts that's very common in many areas to be called a cyclone instead of a hurricane. And in Boston, what the hurricane strength winds did was it blew the water up over the walls and into the city streets, flooding many areas. Vehicles just flooded in place, and then along comes that cold, below freezing temperatures, and guess what happens? That whole area turned into a frozen pond with vehicles and everything that was in the water, now just frozen islands unto themselves all throughout the Boston, New England region. And of course, it brought snow in other parts of New England, such as Connecticut and New York. And it's been a mess. It's been a very unusual mess. That's why I guess they're calling it the bomb. It just kind of exploded everywhere. But it was kind of weird, I guess you might say, because as that storm moved up the Atlantic Eastern Seaboard, it kind of skipped those areas of Tennessee and North Carolina and other areas that you would expect would have that snow. It skipped all of those locations and dumped the snow instead along the coastal areas of the Eastern Seaboard. So, very unusual storm indeed. Of course, many parts of the country, whether you're in the Midwest or even Northwest, Central America, all along the heartland, many of you did see snow and quite a bit of it over the last 10 or 12 days. I know here in North Carolina, today is the 8th of January, we've been in the sub-freezing temperatures and have not gotten out of the sub-freezing temperatures for every day of the year, all 8 of it. Supposed to get a warm-up tomorrow, going to be 42 degrees with possible rain, so I guess we'll bring out the shorts and sandals and, just prepare for nice, beautiful beach weather. But I know that a lot of you are suffering quite a bit from the cold temperatures, and we wrote an article this past week talking about how private security and first responders don't have the option to stay indoors when the weather gets nasty and cold. We have to go out and do our duties. And for those of you who are live PD viewers, you might have seen this weekend some of those cities that they were highlighting on patrol. The temperatures were down in the 20s and even in the teens in one area. So whether you're a security officer, law enforcement, paramedic, firefighter, whether the temperature's 120 or minus 20, we have to be out there in all conditions. And that's why we wrote the article last week, just to give you a heads up to make sure that you do layer up, that you are taking short intervals and getting warmed up as frequently as possible, that you are keeping hydrated just like you would in the summertime. And, of course, don't overexert yourself. Many, many people during this time of the year do so, and they wind up having heart attacks, and unfortunately, some of them do not make it. And that we see that quite a bit, people shoveling snow and cleaning the sidewalks and working, and it's, sudden cardiac arrest, they call it, and unfortunately, many times, they don't survive. Be sure that you are conscious of The weather conditions of your conditions, you know, in this weather, you can easily become hypothermia. You can also have, you know, oftentimes when we're exerting ourselves out in the cold and we're layered up, we're sweating inside. We need to take off some of those layers a little bit, make sure that we don't get into a situation where we could have hypothermic conditions, and stay warm. Drink coffee, drink tea, drink warm soup. I love soup. I have, when I work out on the road at night or even during the day sometimes when it's very cold, I always have a thermos of soup, other hot drinks. Make sure that you are taking care of your body physically, because if you don't, your body will not take care of you, as with any unusual temperature condition, and you just have to be prepared. We've had a number of folks that have contacted us over the last week. Actually, you started just before, I guess, around the Christmas holidays, and up until yesterday, we had someone contact us. We've had a number of folks contacting us, very, very concerned about all of the news emails that we send out about security officer assaults and security officer deaths and security officer involved shootings, asking how we can really prevent that or what needs to be done. And we have had many recommendations over the years. We've talked to many federal regulators, legislators, government agencies such as OSHA and the Department of Justice. We've had conversations and meetings with them. We've talked to plenty of state legislators, state senators, and representatives, and we've tried to push our recommendations toward them with some pushback, and in other areas they just aren't so concerned. But we're seeing a change in the tide. We're seeing, I guess, because of the frequent media output. I mean, there's a lot of public output these days by the media, not only on law enforcement injuries and deaths, but they're beginning to highlight and show the public that it involves security personnel as well, especially when they get seriously injured or killed in the line of duty. Now, just last week, we told you that two security officers from a casino hotel complex in Las Vegas was killed, shot to death during a disturbance, and that received a lot of publicity, especially because that was the fourth security officer in Las Vegas killed during 2017, and the other two were also high publicity type deaths. One of them occurred at the concert where 58 people were killed. One was killed at a construction site, and it was kept alive by his family, so it was in the media frequently. And in fact, Las Vegas police took those cases very serious, and you know, they work hand in hand with Crime Stoppers, and we have done a lot of work with Crime Stoppers, and we hope to do a lot more in 2018. And as we develop that information, we'll be passing it along to you so that you can be aware of it. But many people in this industry, loss prevention, uniform security, public safety, are beginning to ask, what can we do? What can we do to stay safe? What can we do to put the odds in our favor? What can we do to prevent a lot of this from happening? Too many security officer assaults, too many security officers' death. Yes, many people talk about it. Many people across the country in this industry, in this business, have talked about preventing their employees from being injured and killed for years, but very few really do act on it. When we come back from the first break of the morning, we're going to be talking about some of the news that's happening across the country, as well as talking about some job openings, upcoming events, and of course, at the bottom half of this broadcast, we'll be talking about the topic of the day, the training topic of the day. When we come back, don't go away. You're listening to, who are you listening to? Private Officer Beat, sponsored by Private Officer International.
And I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Welcome back to this edition of the Private Officer Beat on the 8th day of January. Can you believe it? Already a week has passed. It just seems like yesterday, 2 days ago, it was New Year's. I'm telling you, I've said this repeatedly, but as you get older, I remember the days when my parents and my relatives used to say, time flies when you get older, and I'd, whatever. But now that I am that person, now that I am older, I can attest time flies, and it flies so fast. I said last week, time is a respecter of nobody. It doesn't care for nobody. It waits for nobody. It doesn't care who you are. And so here we are. We're in the 8th day of 2018 already. Wow. Make the most of every day. When you are sleeping 10 and 12 hours a day, get up a little extra early, do something, go someplace, see somebody. Make the most out of those moments that you have, because we don't know, we really don't know how many moments that we have on this earth. We want to thank our sponsor, Body Armor USA. If you need body armor of any type, whether you're a correction officer, law enforcement, even if you're working in the fire service these days, they're really beginning to issue body armor for our first responders. If you're working in security, whether it be plainclothes or uniform, Body Armor USA, we have what it takes to protect you, and all that you have to do is check us out online at bodyarmorusa.com. My friends over there will take care of you, I promise you, and you'll get a discount just for being a member of Private Officer International. So give them a call today. If you're interested in sponsoring the Private Officer Beat Radio or our digital magazine or our website or our services or anything at all, actually, we have a great package for you. Right now, you can be, for one price, the sponsor of everything. We'll give you a nice display ad on our new website. We'll put you in our newsletters. We'll put you on our radio show, our digital magazine, our upcoming digital TV. Everything for one price. Contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. It's a whole lot cheaper than you can imagine. In fact, it's dirt cheap. That's true. It's a heck of a deal for everything that you get. Contact us for more information at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have a lot of news breaking out there, and one thing that I did notice in the past 2 or 3 weeks between actually around Thanksgiving time up until now, we've noticed numerous armed robberies of jewelry stores, banks, and other facilities by people dressed as security officers. T- time and time again, we have talked about this, that it's very easy to go in a police-style security uniform, and no one ever really thinks much of it, and all of a sudden, they knock over the place and rob them. It's important, of course, to carry identification and credentials. It's just not standard in the industry. It's not standard in law enforcement, to be honest with you, to have your ID card hanging from your uniform. It's just, it's not feasible because, it would come off just too easy. But in the last week, here in the U.S. and abroad, there were three large robberies. One in Dallas, Texas, where a man dressed in a full security uniform went in with a submachine gun, a compact semi or automatic weapon, and held up the bank at that location. In London, I believe it was, someplace there, this week, and also a group held up a foreign exchange money location where you go in and exchange your money for whatever money from that country that you need to change it over for. We've seen a lot of activity where false people who are pretending to be law enforcement and security are robbing these places. So if you're on duty and you see somebody coming in uniform, don't just automatically assume, oh, he's one of the good guys, because that may be the furthest from the truth. This past week in Osage Beach, Missouri, at the Osage Beach Premium Outlets, a security officer making his patrols in the overnight hours spotted fire coming out of a window of the mall and investigated and discovered that the fire coming out of the mall administration and security offices, and he quickly dialed 911. They did have some loss of buildings there at that particular mall, but because of his quick response, fire personnel say that they were able to save the majority of the shopping mall. San Jose, California, a man walked into the school around 6 a.m., long before security was on premise, and attacked, raped, and robbed a teacher working in her classroom. This was in the city of San Jose at Harker Middle School. They did have security video, and they are searching for him, but that was a terrible attack. And, I really have to wonder whether or not we should leave our schools unlocked at any time without active uniform security or school resource patrolling. Coming out of New Jersey this week, SOS Security LLC has acquired Guardian Guard Services, a division of Guardian Alarm, and they're basically in the Michigan, Ohio area, and SOS has now purchased them as they expand. In Broward County, Florida, a deputy collapsed just outside of the jail and evidently passed away. Deputy Michael Ryan died on New Year's Eve, and they said that he had taken a knife away from a suspect earlier and possibly collapse as a result of a heart attack. New Jersey lawmakers do not want you to be droning drunk. They don't want you to fly your drone while intoxicated. So they've come up with a brand new law, get this, that says you can be charged with DUD, DWD, driving while droning. That's a real thing. It's a real law. You will be charged just like if you were driving a vehicle. You'll be arrested for driving drunk and droning. That law is scheduled to be on the books this year. In Biloxi, Mississippi, beautiful Gulf Coast city. Beau Rivage Casino and Resort security noticed a female in their establishment that they had seen on a previous wanted police news blast. Security officers began to investigate and compare pictures. They notified law enforcement while they detained the woman identified as Yilka Okana Martinez. She was wanted for credit card fraud. Police now say that she's wanted in several states for doing the same thing. And casino security was spot on. They were able to get her into custody, and she will be extradited to other states as well. New Jersey, unfortunately, this past week, they've had a police officer killed in the line of duty. Jersey City Police Lieutenant, who was on the job for 23 years, Christopher Robitaille, 49, was killed when he stopped to assist a motorist along the New Jersey Turnpike. Terrible tragedy. I mean, it's unfortunate, and it happens way too often. This is a story that you may have read about. You may have seen. It's been in the media for the last couple of days. Dillard's department store. You're probably familiar with them. You probably have them in your area. They are being sued for using off-duty police officers in Texas to conduct illegal customer searches. A number of customers at that particular Dillard's say that they were stopped. In fact, they were leaving the store, and off-duty police acting as security stopped more than 30 people to check their bags and personal belongings as they exited. And this is an illegal search. The police department says that they have since stopped providing off-duty officers to that store. Now, I personally know that Dillard's across the country, many of them only hire off-duty police for the same type of reason, so that they can conduct searches and stops and investigations under the color of law, under the color of their authority, a much greater expansive authority than their LP agent would have. And I personally hope that Dillard stops the practice of using off-duty police officers in all of their stores, because it's really a violation of law the way that they're providing their service. Independence, Missouri, a teenager, 18 years old, has been arrested and charged with murder at the local mall, the Independence Mall. Police say that Tyler Gates was charged with murder and armed criminal action after he allegedly shot and killed 17-year-old Matthew Hylock. This was a fight that happened at the mall and carried out into the parking lot. Luckily, security was not involved in that, because unfortunately they're unarmed and wouldn't be able to defend themselves. In Santa Rosa, California, a Lake County man there has been found guilty of armed robbery and attempted murder of a Loomis armored truck security officer. The security officer was shot with an assault rifle. Ivan Morales, 25, has been convicted and sentenced to spend more than 30 years in prison on the charges. The security officer did survive, thankfully, and we're glad that the jury got that conviction. You may have heard about this about a year ago. There's an alarm company based in Utah called Vivint, V-I-V-I-N-T. I tell you that because they're operating on the East Coast and the West Coast and places in between. And they've been accused in Virginia and several states near me of scamming people. And now they have actually settled a lawsuit that was against them for $10 million. They settled that lawsuit, which says that what they would do is their sales reps would claim that they were ADT reps, knock on the door whenever they saw a home or business with an ADT placard sign in the yard, misrepresent themselves as an ADT employee, and then get into the house or business, and they would reprogram the alarm system to be monitored by Vivint, and they would change all the paperwork, and initially, what they would be doing is they would be defrauding the customer, and now they're settled for $10 million. Home Depot says one of their employees in Madison, Wisconsin, was stealing more than $14,000 worth of merchandise just over a couple of months, not years. Tremaine R. Williams of Madison repeatedly took home smart home products, electronics, security cameras, thermostats. He concealed them in his backpack, and he was able to get out of the store for several months. Eventually, security staff luckily caught on when they saw that he was selling merchandise on his Facebook page. Not too smart. He's been arrested on several felony charges, and he will face a trial, I'm sure, because that's very serious there. In Kingman, Arizona, a man there, 28 years old, has been arrested for assaulting Kingman Regional Medical Center security after he became very combative. When police arrived, he also assaulted officers, and he was eventually taken down and subdued and taken into custody. He's facing multiple charges as well. I just told you a few minutes ago about security officers or fake security officers robbing places. London, England, a group of men dressed as security guards robbed a foreign currency exchange and got away with quite a bit of money. College Station, Texas, a man there has been arrested for also assaulting and attacking a hospital security officer. Julio Cesar Gonzalez, 20, was brought in by family members for some type of medical situation. He struck and attacked a security officer, struck him in the groin and in the face. He, too, was taken down and subdued, and he's been charged with assault on a security officer, which is a felony in Texas, and assault with bodily injury and resisting arrest when police came. A man in Bellevue, Illinois, is suing a strip club there for assault. He's alleging that the security officers beat him up when he refused to leave the bar, and he suffered multiple injuries, and he's suing them. And, good luck. We don't know who's at fault, and I guess that's something for the court to decide. If you want to see more breaking news, just go to our website at privateofficer.org, privateofficer.org, and you can click on our news links right there. If you want to follow us on social media, and we do have a lot of social media happening, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, oh my gosh, our news blog, our news magazine, we have other social media sites that we use occasionally. Just go to our website at privateofficer.org. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Before we take this next quick break, we want to say happy birthday to Brian Thomas, 30 years of age, out of Goodlettsville, Tennessee. Happy birthday to you. We also want to say happy birthday to Alicia Monet Johnson. Alicia Monet Johnson, Atlanta, Georgia. She says she is 40-something. Happy birthday to her. She works loss prevention at one of the big giant malls there. And also, congratulations to Frederick Stoney for receiving an award, a life-saving award, for performing heart-saving techniques, CPR, and using the AED to save a man on December the 14th, 2017. If you'd like to have somebody nominated for an award, or you want to recognize their birthday, their anniversary, or some other good deed that they've done, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we got a lot of information to share with you, and of course, we'll be talking today about our topic here at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
HirePatriots.com is a free website where you can help our active, reserve, veteran military and their families by letting them help you. Do you have a chore that needs doing around your home or yard? Is your company looking for a new hire? Then post your jobs for free at HirePatriots.com. Visit HirePatriots.com and post your jobs today. HirePatriots.com.
Going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
We're back with you this morning on the 8th of January on the Private Officer Beat, talking today about all that's going on in the industry, as well as giving you some upfront information and breaking news across the public safety and private security world, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. We have a lot of things happening in 2018. We're very excited. We're going to be giving you a whole radio program coming up in a few weeks about what's happening and what to be looking forward to. But I want to give you a couple of inside tips. I'm going to give you a heads up on a couple of things that normally most people won't have until, you know, later on in the month. But you being one of our avid Private Officer Beat radio listeners, we want to make sure that we get all the information out to you first. That's one of the advantages of being a listener. So we're going to break a couple of things to you right now. Like I said, there's a lot happening this coming year for POI and a lot of ways for you to be involved. But I want you to be the first to know about something that I'm very excited about, we're very excited about here at the Private Officer International Office, and that is this year, kicking off later this month, is a across the country, I almost said worldwide tour, but maybe next year. This year, we're going to start here in our own home country first, but just in a couple of weeks, this month, we're going to be kicking off the Across America Tour, and it's a training tour like none other. We're going to be hitting a lot of stops for 1 to 7 days of training in different areas. And what's so unique about this is that you can come in on a Tuesday and take a 8-hour loss prevention course on surveillance or custody and control or some other course that deals with loss prevention, and come back on Friday and there'll be a course on use of force. You can be there every day that we're there and have a different topic every single day. This is a mini campus, and it's coming to you in many cities across the country. We've got 17 cities lined up right now, And I'm hoping, really, that we can get in 50 city tour. That would be great. We're even going to be looking to go in to Canada, to Toronto, and possibly a few other areas, maybe even cross into British Columbia on the west side. But the exciting thing about this is that we are keeping our costs so low that anyone should be able to afford it. Classes, $50 to $100. You're not going to pay more than $100 for a class. You're going to be able to get certified in a number of different disciplines and curriculum, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. It's going to be extremely dirt cheap. So we'll be sending out more information about that. You can sponsor us to be in your city. All that you have to do is send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We're also very excited to do something else very new to us this year. We're going to be recording companies across the country. We're going to be spending some time with them and do some ride-alongs and some visits with them and see how they operate their business, see how they train their personnel, see the kind of jobs they perform, and we're going to highlight these on our new Private Officer digital TV coming up here in a few months. If you would like to have your company highlighted, send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. It's extremely important that we know what each other is doing across the country, the difficulties, the things that we may be doing better to help train our personnel or keep them safe. It's important that we communicate and really go to the next level here in our industry. So, as I've said 1,001 times, the security industry is evolving. We're in an evolution, and you know, as with any other industry, if you're not part of that, you know, evolving process, you're going to be left behind, and we obviously don't want that to happen. So if you want to be part of this process, if you want to get highlighted, if you want to sponsor one of the training events, all that you have to do is contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. The third thing that we're going to let you in on first before anybody else, because you're one of our valued radio listeners, we're going to be building a new platform onto our new website that allows you to be able to, A, put your podcast there, and B, market your service and your products. And we're very excited about that. If you want any information on any of those three things that I told you that's coming up here in the new year, contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. I told you the last week or two that we're hiring. We've got about 40 positions open. We have hired a few folks in the last week, but we're hiring across Virginia, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, D.C., Mississippi, Idaho. Did I leave anything out? I'm sure I have. But if you are an instructor, NRA instructor, EMS, EMT, EMR, American Red Cross, lifeguard, regulatory security instructor for your state, please send us your resume to Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at Armour, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org. We'd love to talk with you and share why we're a different type of employer and the benefits for you to be employed and working with our great school and organization. We're a totally different style. We're scenario-driven. We don't believe in just letting people sit and take a nap or text and talk in class. The training that we provide is very valuable. It is life-saving in every way, And we want to make sure that people get it, and that's why they're in class. We just don't want them to be there if they're just not going to take the training serious. Send us an email and a resume today, let's talk and see what we can offer you. Private Officer International and Armor College 2018. We've got big, big, big things happening, and you definitely want to be a part of that. There's no doubt about it. All right, well, every year we compile a very important statistical report. And that report is based on the tragic side of working in public safety and security and law enforcement, and that is death and injuries. Now, in 2017, we saw a spike in security officer deaths. We saw a spike in security officer attacks. And alarming for any security company owner, we saw a substantial spike in armed confrontations between security and bystanders, customers, and other individuals, both criminal and non-criminal. We saw a lot of security officers using deadly force, and we saw a lot of security officers the victim of deadly force. When we come back from this break here, we're going to break it down for you as to what happened in 2017. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio Show, and we're coming right back, so don't go away.
Anywhere quickly. You don't want your friends to be annoyed, so you text. You're on your way. Five seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting while driving. Make sure you get where you're going.
Every year for the last 14 or 15 years, we have compiled a report, a data statistical report. The only company that I am familiar with, the only organization that I am familiar with, the only association that I am familiar with that compiles such a report every year of statistical data that gives you a clear picture of the injuries and deaths that occur every year in the private security field. And this year is no different. We had the same task. It was a little tougher this year, as it has been for the last few years, as information, although it seems to be readily available because more media is getting involved in the reporting of security incidents and more public records are opening. It's still very difficult because there are still companies that misrepresent what their employees do, misrepresent what their positions are, and it's kind of hard sometimes to accurately report the numbers. But we have been able to get those numbers together through news reports, press releases, law enforcement, media releases, public records and social media. And again, this year we have a very good picture as to what happened in 2017 and how many security officers were killed and how many was injured. Now this morning, we're just going to give you some preliminary information. Those of you who are private officer international members, those of you who have already signed up to be prime members, you're going to have a much more robust statistical report that involves more than just the death count. You'll get a breakdown of the age, the states and cities that saw the most assaults and deaths of security, and a number of other data points that are not going to be included in this morning's radio broadcast. However, this is the breakdown. This is what we know to be true. In the U.S. during 2017, there were 45 security officers who were shot while on duty. 45 security officers. And I can tell you, many were not armed. There was 7 stabbing deaths. And we are seeing an increase, a rise in the number of bladed instrument assaults on security, as well as law enforcement, but on security. Because security is dealing frequently with homeless folks, they're dealing frequently with those who are committing petty larcenies, thefts, shoplifting, and oftentimes they carry a knife. Females oftentimes will carry a knife. So 7 stabbing deaths. There were 12 deaths related to on-the-job illnesses. Of those 12 deaths, 81% were confirmed heart attacks or strokes. Many working in the security industry are older folks, retired folks who take a job part-time. Many are overweight, and we see both in law enforcement and private security, the percentage of those dying of heart attacks and strokes on the job going up every year. There were 3 miscellaneous deaths of security officers on duty. 1 fell from a building, and 2 remain unclassified as of this moment. One of the areas where we are seeing an increase over the last 3 to 5 years of injuries and deaths that we really never saw before are vehicle accidents. Law enforcement consistently has more officers killed in the line of duty due to car crashes than gunfire. However, security, on the other hand, normally has had a very low amount of personnel injured or killed due to car crashes. But this year and the last 3 or so, we've seen that increase as more private companies are using mobile patrols, more private companies are using alarm responses, and also not just motor vehicle, but we're seeing more people being deployed on golf carts, bicycles, and other mobile units, and therefore leading to more crashes. So we know that 10 security officers died in vehicle accidents in 2017. There were 5 vehicle crashes, 1 golf cart, 1 bicycle, and 3 were hit by vehicles accidentally, non-assaults. 10 in vehicle accidents. I don't have the number from last year in front of me, but I believe it was between 8 and 10, but we are seeing that increase. 14 died of traumatic assault. Traumatic assault is a result of someone physically assaulting you, either with their hands, with some type of implement or vehicle. And in this case, 14 assaults, including 5 deaths where security officers were intentionally struck by motor vehicles. There were also 4 drownings, all occurring during Hurricane Harvey, Irma, and Maria, including 2 in Puerto Rico, 1 in Texas, and 1 in Florida. Again, this is not really an area that you normally see in security officer deaths, but over the last, again, 3 to 5 years, we have seen drownings increase. We've seen in one case where during a hurricane, a security officer in Alabama was blown off from the wharf and lost at sea. We saw another security officer last year who was blown out of a boat and drowned. So as security officers are being deployed more and more at a huge variety of installations and properties and assignments, the type of deaths are also going up. In 2017, 2 were killed in fires, both succumbed to smoke inhalation as structure fires. A total of 97 confirmed fatalities in 2017, but we estimate about 117 total. And every year we say the same thing, and so I'm going to say it again today. We know unequivocally that every year 125 to 150 security officers are killed in the line of duty. However, because of a lack of any one agency collecting the data, sometimes news media does get a hold of it and they do release it. Sometimes police agencies send out a press release. Sometimes the public notifies us. We see it on social media. And we often collect public data at public agencies. However, when you ask them for specific numbers for the security industry, unless the employer was truthful and honest and accurate in their reporting, then the death may not be listed as a security officer or security-related death. If an employer of a hotel is saying that the person was a concierge when in fact he was a security officer, or that he was a maintenance man, or a pool lifeguard when in fact he was a security officer, then that's inaccurate and it makes it very difficult to collect true and honest hard numbers. However, we work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with our new staff and office staff. They've done a great job again this past year in collecting this data. And like I said a moment ago, for those of you who are Private Officer International members, or you've signed up for our new Prime service, or you want to pay for a robust detailed report, more information will be made available in this more robust report that's coming out later in the week. However, the information that you just obtained, I can tell you for a fact, there's no other company, agency, association, organization, or what have you, that spend the time and the efforts to compile the data that you just got here for free. The number of assaults that we've seen in 2017 of security officers also has increased. We have 19%, 20% roughly, increase of assaults on security officers, and they continue to increase every year as more and more become involved directly with enforcement, apprehension, detention, arresting, and quasi-law enforcement duties. It's important to remember, it doesn't matter if they're armed or unarmed. If you give them the duties of challenging suspicious persons or trespassers, if you give them the duty to write tickets, citations, summonses, or even private property violations or trespass warnings, then yes, that person is definitely going to have a higher likelihood that they're going to be involved in some type of scuffle, assault, and be injured. So this year, we've seen a substantial number of assaults and injuries. What can we do about this? Our members, other security personnel, even company owners have come to us in the last couple of years, and we've had very poignant, strong, and straightforward conversations about how to bring these numbers down, better protect our personnel, and keep them safe. And it all boils down to the same three things every time. Training, providing them with two-way radio communications, and providing them with the appropriate weaponry needed to protect themselves and others on the property that they're assigned. If you don't want to prepare your officer to be able to protect themselves, then they're not going to be able to protect anyone else. And furthermore, as more and more security companies are coming to existence, we're finding that some security firms are very pro training and firearms and so forth, but some of the others continue and consistently back off, and they knowingly allow their personnel to be in unsafe environments, unsafe assignments, and we're going to continue to see these type of assaults, injuries, and deaths. For those of you who are POI members or on the Prime service, be looking before the end of the week in your email for the more robust statistical data report coming out. For this week, this will conclude today's Private Officer Beat. Thank you for being with us. If you need more information, send an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And until the next time, we hope that you'll be safe, be blessed, and we will see you back here on the radio.